Welcome, beloved viewers, to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. On today's program, we speak with accomplished vegan, veterinarian, and animal rights advocate, Dr. Armaiti May from Los Angeles, USA. Dr. May was brought up not eating meat, but after reading John Robbins' book, Diet for a New America, in college, she realized the harmful impacts of the dairy and egg industry on animal welfare, human health, and the environment, and became vegan. A high achiever, Dr. May obtained her veterinary degree from the University of California, Davis, School of Veterinary Medicine, USA, where she was involved with veterinary volunteer programs and also served as president of the Student Animal Welfare Committee. Currently, Dr. Armaiti May has her own practice, which is a house call service. She is a member of several veterinary medical associations, including the Association of Veterinarians for Animal Rights, the American Animal Hospital Association, and the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association. She also serves on the board of directors for the United Animal Nations, a national animal advocacy organization. Now we present the first of our two-part interview with Dr. May.
Dr. May, tell us about your veterinary practice and what you do.
I've been a practicing veterinarian in the Los Angeles area for over 4 years now, working with dogs and cats mostly. I worked at a 24-hour emergency clinic for about 20 months, and after that I started the house call practice, which I've had for about 2 years now here in the west side of LA.
I know that you're an ethical vegan as well, and in your veterinary practice you also take it very seriously. What is your philosophy?
I do my best to minimize pain and alleviate suffering when I see it, and I try to promote compassion to all beings, not just dogs and cats, but farmed animals too.
Do you recommend pets also to be vegan?
Dogs can definitely thrive on a vegan diet, provided it's nutritionally balanced and complete. Cats also can be vegan, however, there are some special considerations that have to be taken into account. One being that since plant-based foods are naturally more alkaline than meat, their pH can become too alkaline, and specifically the urinary tract is vulnerable to crystal formation.
Is there any steps to take to prevent that or lessen the chances for that?
Ensuring enough water intake is important, and minimizing stress in the form of inadequate litter boxes if there are multiple cats in the house, or monitoring their urine output, essentially. And if there are multiple cats, that can be difficult to do sometimes.
How about dogs? What would you recommend as a nutritionally balanced vegetarian or vegan diet for them?
Well, there are a number of well-balanced vegetarian vegan dog foods on the market, such as V-Dog food, which can be ordered online. In particular, dogs with skin allergies, they can have allergies to certain types of meat proteins, such as chicken and beef. And when they switch to a vegetarian diet, since it's devoid of those meat proteins, it actually improves their skin and coat health and makes them healthier overall.
Would you recommend any homemade recipes, or is there any way to prepare a balanced diet for them at home?
It can be done. It's a little bit more challenging because one has to ensure adequate variety and coverage of the various trace minerals and nutrients that are required. But there are some available resources that have recipes for dogs, which include like lentils and brown rice and various different vegetables. And you can certainly supplement a commercial dog food with home cooking as well.
Regarding puppies, Dr. May suggests that raising them as vegetarians or vegans from an early age is not an issue.
As long as all their nutrient requirements are met and there is a nutrient supplement that can be added to their food.
What is the best way to transition one's canine companion to a plant-based diet?
You want to do it gradually to avoid gastrointestinal disturbances like vomiting and diarrhea. It can be done over the course of perhaps a week or two, gradually switching some of the meat-based food with the vegetarian food. And generally, they adapt quite well to that transition, especially if you add some enticing supplement like nutritional yeast, which usually adds some flavor to the food and makes it more enticing for the dog.
When we return, Dr. Almighty May will share more of her expert advice about feeding our dog and cat friends a nutritionally sound diet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. Dr. Almighty May is a veterinarian who makes house calls in Los Angeles, USA. She now provides some advice about food types we should avoid giving to our dog companions.
Certain things that should not be given include grapes, raisins, macadamia nuts, chocolate, and onions.
In any form?
Correct, because there have been stories of toxicity from grapes and raisins causing kidney failure. Onions, if fed in excessive amounts, can cause anemia in both dogs and cats. And chocolate, of course, in excessive amounts can also cause tremors, hyperexcitability, and vomiting. But any kind of toxic substance a dog gets into, generally, if action is taken quickly enough in a form of inducing vomiting, then generally it's okay, but that has to be done within a narrow time frame of no more than about 2 hours at the most.
Dr. May explains why feeding your animal companion a meat-based diet is not in his or her best interest.
Some of the ingredients in common commercial pet foods include toxic ingredients such as diseased body parts, including cancerous lesions, all types of chemicals, and even styrofoam packaging, which clearly would not be something that would go into the human food chain. And the meat that goes in is typically not of a grade that would be deemed fit for human consumption. So it's no wonder that we're seeing increased incidences in cancers and other degenerative diseases in our companion dogs and cats, with there being ample reason to suspect the pet foods are a factor in that increased incidence.
So this goes into cat and dog foods as well?
Yes. Whenever meat byproduct or meat meal is listed as an ingredient in any type of pet food, you can guarantee that all types of body parts that were not fit for human consumption, as well as diseased body parts, went into that.
While in veterinary school, Dr. May was involved in organizing an alternative learning program for students to learn surgery.
There has been a move to more progressive, humane methods of training veterinary students, which I've been a part of to some degree. As a vet student back in 2001, starting out at University of California, Davis, we had a program through a willed body donation program of donating cadavers of dogs and cats from people whose pets either died of natural causes or were euthanized for medical humane reasons. And then these cadavers were utilized in a surgery wet lab, which I helped to organize as part of the Student Animal Welfare Committee at UC Davis. It was something that I spearheaded and was a major effort on my part. I was active in providing this alternative, which was using the ethical source cadavers, and also just the general trend is to, you know, provide humane alternatives. They have spay-neuter surgeries that are done on animals who need the surgeries, who are then later adopted out into loving homes. And there's a great website, learningwithoutkilling.info, that has information on how to provide humane alternatives and how to work with your administration in getting them to utilize those alternatives. So I highly recommend that for someone who is in a science curriculum or some other course in which they are being asked to use animals in a way they find objectionable.
Dr. May also generously volunteered her time while in school to help many animals.
I went on rural area veterinary services trips where I did a lot of spays and neuters. The Rural Area Veterinary Services program is through the Humane Society of the United States, and they provide free sterilization surgeries, vaccines, and deworming treatments to rural communities in America and elsewhere around the world where people cannot afford a veterinarian or simply do not have a veterinarian to take their pets to. And I participated on several of these trips, including one to Guatemala for 2 weeks, in which we provided free care to the disadvantaged people's pets of those communities, including horses and dogs, particularly.
We sincerely thank Dr. May for enlightening us on various aspects of care of our animal companions, and we applaud her for being a true animal advocate by promoting humane alternatives for learning surgery in veterinary schools. Please join us tomorrow for part two of our program, where we'll join the caring Dr. May on a house call. For more information on Dr. May, please visit www.veganvet.net. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Enlightening Entertainment is next, following noteworthy news. May all of Earth's inhabitants live in peace and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.